Hi, good morning. Is this Mrs. McGrew?
No, it's not. It's her daughter.
Oh, hi. well, this is Alex, and I'm calling with... I was actually looking to speak with one of the homeowners, because we're doing free inspections in your neighborhood. I just want to see,
we're
like,
not
you
interested.
Got...
We're not interested. She was going to sell the well back, but she wants $220,000. She won't take any less. So.
Oh, no, no, I'm not... talking about selling or the house, or I think you got it wrong. Yeah, we're doing free inspections for the roofs and the leaks and plumbings and stuff in your neighborhood. We want to make a name for ourselves in the neighborhood you are in. So I just wanted to see like if it's possible to give you guys a free inspection, and any damages, God forbid, is going to go through your insurance company.
Well, a while back we had damage from the hurricane, but we never got it fixed. It's still got the tarp on it. It's
well,
like a roof that's real hard to build up. It's not the whole roof. It's not the whole roof. It's only a on the back porch where they build a porch up to a porch.
How about if we give you guys a free inspection and help you climbing, filing a claim to the insurance company?
Mm-hmm. And you said you're from who?
We get free inspections and we help customers with their files, like when they file a claim to the insurance company. We can make you, like, get the money you deserve to fix the property. Because, you know, sometimes insurance companies doesn't give you, like, enough money. They all try to reduce the money. You know, it's like politics. So,
You do just, like, a partial roof? Or are you just coming to try to do a whole roof? Because I don't think we need the whole roof.
Oh, no, not the whole roof. Like, we do the inspection for the roof for free. And the damage is going to be on a note. And then we're going to help you with the insurance company to get the enough money to fix the roof.
Does it go to you or does it go to us?
Oh, no, to you, of course.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of them try to file and the claim go to them.
Oh, no, no, no. It's going to be by your name and you're going to be the one who's having the money.
Mm-hmm. As long as you don't have to come in at all. She's 92, she doesn't want anybody in the house. when would you be available?
Will you be available maybe tomorrow, like, with her, so we can, like, actually, like, meet you guys, like, and I'll be honored, actually, to, like, to meet you guys and try to, like, do you guys the free inspection. So tomorrow at 10 a.m. would be available?
Yeah, I will. I'll be able to show you.
All right, awesome. And you said the roof, you had the problem with the roof. And did you guys file any claims?
Yeah, we had filed for, FEMA. And then we canceled it. We didn't do it in the end. We just had the tarp in it. We couldn't find anybody to do it at the time. Everybody was busy, so we gave up on it. So it still leaks. It really needs the roof built up, because when the roof was built, it's a flat roof, and a friend of mine used to do roofing. He said it actually needs build up, like maybe an upstairs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be flat anymore.
Oh, that's a problem. I'm sorry, did it catch your name, by the way?
My name's Marcia.
Marcia. By the way, what's the company name you said?
We'll go into that later. It's a name brand.
Oh, okay. This is the best phone number to reach you at, right?
No, actually, let me give you my number.
Sure.
7447.
7447.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay, that's perfect. Will you guys be, like, by helping us, like, getting ready the insurance policy, so we won't take much of your time and help you as much as possible by the time of the meeting. All right?
All right. Okay. It's not like a real big job. That's why a lot of companies didn't want to do it. It's not a real, real big job, but it's still a job.
Of course, it's a problem. It's going to, like, if you leave it, it's going to become a bigger problem. That's the thing.
Yeah, it's already leaking. It used to be my room out there. It's already leaking.
Well, I think you're not sleeping in that room anymore.
Nope. one time I was sleeping and I thought I was getting wet and I'm like, am I sweating? Or because I was having medical problems at the time. And I'm like, am I having hot sweats or what? And come to find out, I was getting rained on. Because where they built it up against the screen room, they did a crappy job and they left parts
down.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah, it leaked, bro. You'll see what I mean when you look at it.
Well, all right, Marcia. We'll be seeing you tomorrow at 10 a.m., all right?
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.